Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And today, I'm not sure if we're going to be joined by our co-host, Lolita, or not. So what we're going to do is we're just going to swing it for right now. And we're going to go ahead and take callers on today's show. If you would like to call in and ask a single question on your life, you can call in with the phone number 619-789-6807. And if you want to raise your hand to ask that question when you call in, just remember to push your number 1 on your phone. And what we're going to do here is we're going to make an announcement about the specials on the website. We have a couple of different specials going on right now. We have a 30-minute reading set to only $5. And then we have the one-hour reading also on sale. We have a lot of other great sales constantly coming on and off of the website. So please check us out at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We're going to go ahead and listen to a little bit of music while we're waiting on some callers. But it looks like we have our first caller calling in now. So I'm going to go ahead and bring you on air. Caller by the area code 917. Hello, caller. You are on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by area code 917. You are on air. That would be the first three digits, 376. Okay. Looks like this person may just want to listen in, and that's perfectly cool, too. All right. We're going to go ahead and listen to some music here. We're going to be listening to relaxation music by Zarina, and we have today the CD entitled Oneness. We're listening to what's called The Angel Smile. More, if you'd like to call in for today's show, please use the call-in number 619-789-6807. And if you want to be brought on air to ask your question, please remember to push 1 to raise your hand. Once more, please visit our website at howpsychic.com. Thank you. All right, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. If you would like to call in today and ask a question on any topic in your life, please feel free to call in with the phone number 619-789-6807. And please don't forget to visit HowPsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. All right, it looks like we have a caller here with area code 727. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Yes, hello, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. My question is, I want to know what you see coming up for my love life.
Okay, Lisa, give me one moment, please. Now, I believe you've called in before as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, once more, Lisa, I do feel that the love life is going to be on track within this year, okay? And it seems to be pretty soon. However, right now the message is that it is time to focus on stability and well-being. There is other opportunity out there right now for you in the way of prosperity and finances. This will not stop you from reaching love life and will not deter you from it. Right now, we're just waiting on that manifestation in the love life. So focus on the manifestations of positive prosperity and abundance that I see coming your way in the next couple of weeks or so. Is there a new project or something you're working on here?
Yeah, I just got hired for like a new job, and so I should be starting that like probably next week, really soon.
Okay, wonderful. Well, this looks very promising, Lisa. Okay. So the message today is that the new job is going to go very well for you. It may even bring you other new opportunities because I'm seeing two at least, okay? The new job could count as one. I'm feeling that to answer your question and to go into what I'm seeing as well about the prosperity, they're all kind of coming hand in hand here. It looks like one happens and then the other, but it all kind of happens around the same timeline, okay?
Well,
so you could possibly begin this new job, and then something with your love life finally moves forward and gets better, you know, as time progresses forward, maybe another week after you've been at the job.
Oh, because I'm dating this guy, and
mm-hmm.
I'm worried about the whole thing because I'm not sure if he's going to improve himself or if he's going to stay like this.
You know, what I do feel is that there will be improvement. It may take a while, but the improvement will come. And as far as what I'm seeing right now, psychically, there is some improvement that seems to be not too far after you've begun working the new job.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, hon, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And may she be blessed on her journeys, as we all need to be. All right. If you would like to call in, the call-in number once more is 619-789-6807. And please don't forget to check out our website. We have a couple great specials going on right now. We have the half an hour set to only $5. And then we have the 1 hour reading right now, which is, I believe, also on sale. And we have the 4 week subscription also on sale. And those that would provide you 4 readings for only $10 more off of the 1 hour reading. And it's a pretty good price, so check it out. All right, Neil, it looks like we might have our co-host here. Hello, Lolita, how you doing?
I'm tired. I was just listening.
Oh, okay.
I'll be on the show. Don't worry. I'll go ahead and be on it since you done put me on.
That's
get a lot
okay.
Of colors?
We're actually dead tonight. You know, the switchboard is a little non-existent. We've had one caller. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay,
we were
listening
to some music, you know. Mm-hmm. But I just had the one caller, and that was it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think maybe there's another show or something going on that everybody's on right now.
I mean, I guess you can just put the music on until you see somebody coming on for another 5-10 minutes.
Yep. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute, so just enjoy the music, and I'll bring you back on if we get anybody.
All right.
All right. All right, we're going to go ahead and listen to some music here now. The next one we're going to listen to is also by Zarina, and the CD entitled Oneness. Looks like we've got a caller. Okay, we're bringing on our next caller with area code 612. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. This is Lori from Wisconsin, and I have a question.
Yes, hello there.
Hi. I have a question. I have a really good friend who had committed suicide about a year ago, and I'm just calling this how he might be doing, and if he has crossed over and is at peace.
Okay. Now, I think we may have spoken about him before, okay? But what I am feeling is that there's definitely that crossover point. To a degree, there is peace, okay? But they still seem to be pretty bit upset with someone that had done wrong after or before their passing. And it's sort of like about their passing, and this person did not do something right. They did something very mischievous, and they're upset about that.
Yes, yes, that would be correct.
And that's still the same case right now in the spirit. You know, the spirit's at peace, but they're not too happy with what's happened. Okay? And that spirit is still with you.
Okay.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in. Is there anything else you would like to ask? We don't have any, you know, other callers right now.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to go ahead and listen to CD entitled Oneness by Zarina, and our let's see here, yeah, we're going to be using track number 2 entitled Serenity. Once more, if you would like to ask a question on the show, you can raise your hand by pressing the number 1. Okay, and it looks like we have another caller here. I'm going to bring you on air here, Lolita. You okay there?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Our next caller for today is area code 612 with the first 3 digits 845. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. I'm Chris. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hello there, Chris, and how can I help you?
Well, you know, I was just wondering if my guides had anything to tell me.
Okay. Well, we do normally take more specific questions than that, but I will tune in for you and see what I can find out.
Thank you.
Okay, have you been working on your psychic ability lately? Because they're telling me that they're proud of you and they're proud of the psychic development that you're making.
I am working on that.
Okay, and it seems that a lot of the area that you're improving with that right now is your ability not just to read others, but to read yourself and to read your own situations that you're going through. You're beginning to try and learn how to trust that gut a little bit more, and that's great. They also said that you're having a situation with a gentleman, and you're kind of not very settled with it. Is the feeling I'm getting you're very unsettled?
Yeah, but he is passed.
Okay, he's passed. And why? Well, let me ask you, why is there this unsettledness there?
I guess. Excuse me. I guess there just wasn't any. There wasn't any closure.
Okay. And was there a fight or some type of disagreement prior to the passing that never got closed off as well?
No. He. Oh,
there's
God.
There's aggression
I can't get,
here.
I can't get away from this.
I'm sorry.
No, he was a longtime boyfriend, and then we split, and I got married. He got married, and
I just found
out he died a year and a half ago, but I just found out.
Okay.
Because he was in North Carolina.
This one's around you right now. And I guess the reason for that is the closure, and they're shaking their head, yeah. But I'm feeling like, okay, I'm seeing a bed. And it's like they're telling me, okay, let's put this to bed.
I know.
And,
I have to.
And it looks to me that there's going to be peace. There's going to be, you know, energetic freedom, okay? But it's time to have that go to bed. And honestly, they're on the other side right now. I feel like they're just willing to reach out and say that, you know, I don't know why, but they're saying that they're sorry, okay? And that they never... Huh?
Can I get a ticket for tonight real quick? Powerball? It does? Powerball now?
The only one that plays early.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, it's like they're trying to make peace with you. Okay? And they're apologizing, then they're trying to tell you that they wish the communication had, you know, been better. But they're there. They're definitely there. And they want you to know it's okay. How did you find out how they passed? It seemed to be traumatic.
Online. Oh, how
online?
Did he pass?
Yeah,
no,
how did he pass?
Yeah. It was a tragic accident. His tractor crushed him.
Oh, jeez. Okay, well, that would definitely be very traumatic. But, you know, there's no pain now. They're free now. And they just didn't understand how. They just didn't know how they died. From what I'm gathering, they don't know that they died. It's like they know that they died, but they don't know how they died. Okay? It seemed to be very quick in a way. But anyways, they're there in spirit. They want you to know they're there, and they're making their peace with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling in, and hopefully this has helped you.
Thank you, Adam. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And once more, if you're calling in and would like to ask your question, please push 1 on your phone to raise your hand to be brought on air. All right. We're going to go ahead and listen to some more music here by Zarina. We're listening to the CD entitled Oneness, and this is track 2 entitled Serenity.
Wow.
Once more, please check out our great specials on howpsychic.com, where you will find all of your spiritual needs. We have a 30-minute special for a psychic reading, only set to $5, on sale right now, over 54% off. We also have several other specials that are constantly going on our website at howpsychic.com. More to ask your question today. If you're calling in, please push 1 on your phone to raise your hand. You can call in with the phone number 619-789-6807. Okay, it looks like we have another caller here with area code 860. Hello, caller, you're on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey there, Adam. How are you doing?
I'm doing just peachy keen, fine, fantastic today, and how can I help you?
Okay, I'm calling from this phone because I couldn't press 1 on my dial phone, so I can't really stay on this phone.
Oh, okay.
It's burning
okay.
My ear off.
Were you the four
yeah.
One something? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right,
so
how can I help you?
My issue is this. I have a very good friend that threatens to commit suicide constantly. I know this is like it's like a can of worms here. I don't know what to say anymore. And I'm tired of it, and I just don't know. He can't get a job. He hasn't had a job for 4 years. Wants to kill himself all the time. What do I do?
Okay.
His name is Jim.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing this. Okay. I'm just looking at this, hon. Sometimes you cannot... You can only lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Right.
Okay. And the best thing to do is to, keep your prayers out there, try and completely continuously reinforce the good behavior, but do not reinforce the bad behavior. If there's bad behavior, you don't reinforce that. You pay it no mind, okay? In aspect, what you would do as well is you would, if that suicidal mentality keeps coming out on a very repetitive basis, this is when it's a cry for help and it's a cry for attention. And a lot of times that's going to only really be provided at the best through psychological care personnel. And that's when you might want to get someone involved. And he will refuse, as you're about to say. He will refuse that help. So when they refuse that help, the only time you can get that help for them is if you see them in the action of some type of self-malicious behavior, whether it be cutting, anything that would be considered abnormal in the way of mutilating oneself. Okay.
Right.
Psychically, I feel that they will come out of this. I feel that they will heal at some point down the road, but it may not be until late this year. Okay. The reason for this is because this is a very long and drawn-out process for people in this frame of mind. And I'm telling you that as a spiritualist, but I'm also telling you that as a counselor, someone that has dealt with the psychology, and someone that has dealt with very close friends that have gone through that as well, okay? So sometimes it's best to not do anything at all, but to get the authorities involved when you see the malicious behavior happening.
Right, but in the meantime, Adam, I have to stay on the phone with him for hours at a time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, he's like, I know you have a lot of stuff on your plate and you can't. Well,
yeah.
Then why are you bothering me constantly? And I'm his last friend. That's the thing.
I know. So you feel a bit obligated because no one else is around with him right now, you know, or helping him through this. And
right.
I think it's okay to talk to him, but I think you have to limit the time that you're spending. And you tell him that you have other engagements or other arrangements that you have to attend to. You keep the time limited when you do talk to him. You don't talk for hours. Maybe an hour at most is okay, but even that's a stretch, you know. You have to limit that time. And when you do talk, you have to take that control and structure the conversation. You have to put that little nudge in there here and there.
Well, I try to say, Adam, I try to say, let's talk about something positive. And he'll counter with, there is nothing positive.
Okay.
And I'm like, well,
and what you say, that's understandable, okay? But you have to continue to look at the bright side. No matter what he says, he's going to say, I mean, he's depressed. He's going to say there's nothing good in life. He's going to say that everything's, you know, BS or, you know, a downer, as they call it. So you come out at, well, what do you enjoy doing? Or what, you know, did you get sleep? Or what are you doing for your health? Or, you know, things like that. But if he just wants to talk, then okay, let him talk for 30 minutes. And then, you know, tell him you've got to go.
Right. But, I mean, you know, what the hell? I have to deal with all this negativity. And I'm like, you know, I mean, I have people around me that are...
One thing is, honey, you don't have to deal with it, but you're dealing with it by spirit and by moral, because you know it is morally right for you to handle this with him, but because he doesn't have anybody. But number two, you don't have to go that far. You can tell him, look, I've got to go. But you just, you know, no matter what, you always have to reinforce that positive, no matter how many times he should sit down. It'll get frustrating, of course. You want to go bang your head up against the wall because the drive's going to drive you crazy for trying to help him.
Right.
But, you know, in the end, you might even want to tell them, look, I can lead you to water just like you can lead a horse to water, but I can't make you drink. You know?
Right.
You just got to be brutally honest with the guy.
Right, and I am, believe me. That's mm-hmm. one good thing. I can
and
be
if you are, you've got to keep doing it.
Right, because he thinks, well, I mean, all right, you know those people that think they know everything?
Oh,
and
yeah.
that there's nothing to learn. That's how he's like, I'm like, well, why don't you listen to some of these shows? And, you know,
uh-huh.
but he thinks he knows everything. And I'm like, that just shows me how ignorant you are, you know? Nobody
yeah.
knows everything. And whatever. So
nobody ever knows everything, because if some person was able to know everything, they would not be able to contain it within the capacity of their brain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our
right.
brains would explode with that amount of data and information. It just wouldn't work. Hello, crash. But, yes, I understand what you mean, hun. The best way to approach it is to continue to do what you're doing, but limit the time and put just a wee bit more structure on the time that you guys are spending on the phone, okay?
Okay, and I understand what you're saying, but just one more thing. When he calls me and he's crying.
Okay, well, I have two calls waiting, honey. I've got to go.
I'm sorry, Adam.
When
right,
he
I
calls
apologize.
You and he's crying, you still do that.
Okay, all right.
You don't give any leeway. That's what a psychologist would do right now. You don't
right,
give
right.
any leeway, and you always focus on the positive. You counteract
right.
it with a good often. All right?
Right. Okay, thank you, Adam.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. What an interesting call. Kind of glad that I was able to help her there for a little bit. But we're going to move right along and send her the best of wishes. Our next caller for today is area code 610. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. How are you?
I'm doing just peachy king, fine, fantastic, Sonia. And how are you?
I'm doing good. My question is, I have spoken to you. I had a private reading with you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you remember. It was a few months back. And it
I
was,
believe
so,
yes. I remember.
Yeah, concerning a few things, but I did ask a real estate question, and you did tell
uh-huh.
me... a property, something about you were getting initials K and J, and it turns out that they accepted my offer for the house, and I'm in the middle of
Wonderful.
Negotiations and whatnot, and the street
Wonderful.
Name is Judith, and the owner's name starts with a K, and her name is Kathleen. So
nice.
Right. So, like I said, we were battling, this weekend was important because I did inspection and the things came back. The city did inspection too. So there was things
yeah.
that he was only willing to fix, I guess, what the township wanted. And I said, well, what about these other things? So I came back today
mm-hmm.
with some things and they're like, we're only going to fix
okay.
this. But there was also one item, and then there was an issue about the termite. I mean, it's being treated right now. And they provide paperwork,
mm-hmm.
but I still need to know if you're picking up any issues, with the house itself. I mean, we do have a closing date. And
other than what's known already, other than what's known already, I'm not picking up on any other real problems. Now, I do get the feeling that I need to ask you what happened with the foundation. How was the inspection with the foundation?
I did have an inspector. He didn't really, find anything other. Like I said, there was
uh-huh.
the termite activity, but it's under a contract, and every year they come back and they treat it. They even showed me, and I even spoke to the company.
Right.
And they do go out there every year to inspect the property for termites.
Good.
And
Good.
Then the inspector
okay.
did find a few things. He did check the foundation, but overall he really
mm-hmm.
didn't find anything that was major on the foundation.
Okay. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Then we're good, okay? I feel it will work out for you psychically.
Yeah.
I feel it's all great, okay? So maybe I'm seeing the foundation, because once you move in there, give me a call for another private reading. Or once you have it all squared away, give me a call when you have time for another private reading. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you instructions for blessing the home and the foundation, okay? And that way is always wonderful. Huh?
Do you think there's problems with the foundation?
No. I was just trying to figure out why I was seeing it. I was being prompted to tell you to get a private reading to do blessings for foundation and everything else, because the foundation holds up the whole home. If you bless the foundation, so shall your life be blessed in all aspects.
Right. I mean, I wanted to call in for that affirmation, but what I was really, really concerned about is that my other property, I'm being moving out because I have to rent the other half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that happening? I mean, that's...
Oh, honey, we're only doing one question per caller, but I'm going to let you get away with this, okay? I feel that both places will work out. The one that you're in these negotiations with, and the one that you're talking about with the termites, it's the same one. And then your current home, okay, I feel that will all be smoothed out too. Right now you're getting a little bit too far ahead of yourself with the worrying. I want you to release that worry, and I want you to release that fear, because it's going to be fine, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, all right. Hon.
Thank you. I will let you know how it goes then.
Great.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We have our last caller for today. Area code 619, first 366. Hello, caller. You are on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
It's Steve in California, Adam. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing good. For the past few weeks, though, I have not been getting out publicly and expressing my creativity like I used to, and because I just haven't been feeling it. I'm just wondering, is it time for me to do it anyway, regardless of how I feel, because I don't want to miss out on any window opportunities.
Yeah, it is, Steve. I would get out there right now, because I do see the windows of opportunity out there. They may not be as large as they are when, you feel it and you've got to be out there. But right now, Steve, it's also about going on that faith and not having to just always feel it in the gut, okay?
Right.
Now it's about spirit bringing it to you. So, I do agree with you. It is time to get out there. But taking the little break that you did was also good.
Okay, thank you for telling me that, Adam. Thanks for that confirmation.
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Once more, before I end the show, please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And check out all the great specials we have going on right now. We have the 30 minutes set to only $5 and some other great specials on the website as well. Those will be up as of midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time, and it is currently 10:41 Eastern Standard Time right now. So many blessings, love, light, and good night.